Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and we are in the Christmas season. Thanksgiving is behind us, and we have just started our Christmas series called With Us, where we are really exploring this incredible reality that God would want to be with us, that God desires to be with us, so much so that he sent his only son, Jesus, to come to this earth. And that's really what we celebrate at Christmas, is that God came to be with us, to be one of us, to be like us, so that he could do what you and I cannot do, to forgive us of our sins, to live a sinless and perfect life, and that through our faith and trust in him, that we get to experience this new life in him. And really what we looked at this past week was this reality about Jesus being the Word, that Jesus is the Word of God, and how significant that is, right? And when we think about one of the things I shared on Sunday is how this idea of Jesus being the Word is someone's words, even what I'm saying right now, right? That my words are distinct from me, right? That my words are, you're hearing them. You can see them on a page, right? That you can say these things, and the words are distinct. But also what we see from Jesus is words also embody really the essence of somebody. So what somebody says is coming out of who they are. And so really the way that when I think about this idea of Jesus being the Word, is this idea that Jesus is both distinct from the Father, right? That in the beginning, we think about God. That's why John 1 talks about in the beginning, how God created the heavens and the earth. And John makes those allusions, right? In the beginning was the Word. And so God created everything through his Word, right? And that's this connection to Christ. And so really the Word is distinct from God. It comes out, it proceeds from the Father, but yet it is divine as God. And Jesus fully embodies who God is, because Jesus is God. And what we see today in looking at Revelation 19, we're going to look at kind of towards the end of the story. And it's what Christmas is about. Christmas is not just something we look back on, something that happened thousands of years ago, and that was good for us, that God sent Jesus and he was born of a Virgin Mary and lived a sinless life, but Jesus is going to come back. And so Advent, this season of waiting, right, of waiting to celebrate Christmas, the arrival of Jesus, but it's not just his first coming that we wait for. See, now we wait for his second coming. And one of the things that Revelation 19 shows us is not just this idea that Jesus came as this humble, meek, and mild person, but Revelation shows us that Jesus is coming again, but yet he's coming with a different purpose and a different mission. And so let me read Revelation 19 verses 11, 13 with us. John writes these words. He says, "Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God." That's a little bit different of a picture, right, than the one that we celebrate in swaddling cloths, in a manger, in a barn, right? Humble, meek, mild, in the middle of the night, right? This is a glorious picture of Jesus's coming, that Jesus as the word of God, that he is coming, right, to for his purpose in this second coming is to finally and fully do away with Satan and sin and death, right? That he's coming to usher in his new kingdom, and that we cannot wait for that coming. And so as we just think about it, I would love for us just to take a moment here and just to pray, to have some time here that we would pray in light of his second coming, that we would pray for our friends who and family that maybe have not yet put their faith and trust in Jesus, that they would do so. And that's this time of Christmas is an excellent time to do so. Maybe it's inviting them to one of their local, right, to one of our Christmas Eve services around our many campuses, and maybe at the campus that you attend, of course, and just a great opportunity for people to hear about God coming to dwell with us, that the Word became flesh, right, and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the one of the only sent from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so we are grateful. And I just want to pray that this reality of Jesus being fully God, right, that there's significance to that because Jesus is God, is that he can he can live up to the standards that God has, that Jesus can, because he is eternal, can pay an eternal debt. And because Jesus is holy and sinless and perfect, that he meets the standards and requirements that you and I fail to. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas, is that Jesus came on a mission to rescue us from our sin, that Jesus is God and he came with a purpose. And we see here in Revelation 19 that he's going to come again, and he's going to also come with a purpose. But this time isn't to save people. This time it's to usher in his kingdom, and it's to finally and fully do away with Satan, sin, and death. And so let's pray in light of those things. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this incredible reminder. Lord, it's sobering, God, to read these words and to know the Jesus, God, that we look at and think about around Christmas time. And that is true. Jesus, you did come. You humbled yourself, as we even looked at in Philippians. You obeyed the Father's desires and will. But Lord, we also know you're coming again. And you are not coming as a baby, humbly, but you are coming as a warrior, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to usher into your into this world, your mighty kingdom. And so, God, until that time, we want to keep sharing the gospel, keep sharing the good news that God loves us, that God loves the world so much that he sent his one and only son. And so, Lord, would you use us in a mighty way, God, to keep eagerly awaiting that day when you do return. But God, until then, Lord, help us to be faithful to your mission. Help us to be faithful to witnessing to who you truly are. And Lord, we are just pray that you would do a great work over the next several weeks as we look at this incredible reality of what it means for God to be with us. That Christmas, right, is about God writing himself into the human story. That God cares about us so much that he entered in, he stepped in, and he put on flesh, and the significance of that, Lord. And so, God, guide us, be with us. We love you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a few moments and would you pray?